What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tomorrow night, does it become a referendum on Kevin Stefanski because of how this has all been handled, whether you think it's been managed well or mismanaged or whatever it might be? Has this become a referendum on Kevin Stefanski for a lot of folks? I think a lot of the country is going to be watching this game tomorrow night. It's available on NFL Network, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of people who are interested in preseason football or interested in Shedeur Sanders are going to be watching this. And if he goes out there and he struggles, if you know anything about the history of this preseason or this training camp, I think a lot of people are going to be going, what have you done to help him? What have you done to do it?
Well, which is kind of funny because
it is.
Jerry Jeudy's not playing, right? The number two wide receiver as of right now is Cedric Tillman. He's not playing. So you're talking about whether a preseason game where you're not really playing your best guys is a referendum on the coach. And it's all because of Shedeur Sanders and the hype machine and the name and how big he is off the field. And I am wondering a little bit here, just listening to our conversation and just thinking about the last 2 weeks of me and you fighting about Shedeur, not even really fighting, like we've agreed on most of the Shedeur stuff, whether our priorities are so far off what the real football team's priorities are.
Clearly it is. And it's what happens when you don't have an identity.
Boy, that is
true. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're intending
and
to do.
And they don't do a good job of communicating right?
If they would have traded Myles Garrett, let's go down this road for a minute, shall we? And I'm going to get to the phones here in a second. 216-474-0092. Is tomorrow night a referendum on Kevin Stefanski, or am I starting to lose my mind here? About last night coming up at 7:45, which really becomes about yesterday afternoon with what Gavin Williams did. Fantastic. I mean, wonderful. If they traded away Myles and got those two first-round picks that we all talked about, if they weren't playing Shedeur Sanders, or even if Dylan Gabriel were healthy and they weren't playing Dylan Gabriel, what would you be doing? What would you be doing? Wouldn't you be losing your mind? Because what's this season about? And I think what makes a lot of fans upset, and I'm not just talking about the Shedeurians out there who really love Shedeur Sanders and are clicking into the station for the first time. They're upset with it because they already don't trust the Browns and they think their guy's getting screwed. I think what upsets a lot of fans is going, what do you stand for? You just don't want your time wasted. Don't waste my time. If you're going for it, go for it. But why do you have four guys in your quarterback room that are healthy? Well, not five. Why do you have five guys in your quarterback room that are healthy?
Well, six total quarterbacks.
Well, I said healthy.
Level of health is debated.
Well, technically, yeah.
You believe the conspiracy theories.
Six guys in your quarterback room, for crying out loud. What are you doing? And because you don't have an identity, because you're trying to do two things at once, you're really going to get nothing accomplished. And that's why yesterday or tomorrow, I think, becomes a bigger deal than any preseason game should ever be. It becomes a way bigger deal. Because if he goes out there and he throws 8 of 9 for 98 yards and conducts the offense well, I think a lot of people are going to be going, feeling good about him. Now let's see where he goes here. And you might go, okay, maybe Kevin has been handling him well. Because you're playing against some ones. You're going to have some ones with you out there. But you're playing against some ones. So if he goes out and he plays well throughout the first half of the game, I think a lot, my fears might be calmed a little bit. I think some fans' fears might be calmed. And then we just go through the next challenge of where is he on the depth chart, where he should be on the depth chart. But I'll let next week get here when it gets here. It's a long preseason. So if he goes out and he struggles, I don't think it becomes a thing about Shedeur Sanders and wasting time with Shedeur. I think it becomes something on Kevin Stefanski going, where's this QB guru we keep hearing about?
Yeah.
You're supposed to take magic wands and make QBs better. Where are you at?
I'm just listening to you, and I keep thinking of, like, what if Kevin Stefanski could actually be honest, which we know they don't do a lot of that. You know, you don't have Sean Payton here, who seems to be very honest when he's talking about what's good and what's bad on his team. We don't really get a lot of that. It's like the gamesmanship of keeping everything a secret as if, you know, the rest of the league is dialed into what the Browns are doing, ready to swoop in on a moment of vulnerability as if they don't just beat us fair and square anyway. I think Kevin Stefanski could be like, Ken, what more do we need to tell you? He's fourth. We got three guys that you don't even like ahead of him.
I think that's what he would say.
And we're not giving him reps, and we're only throwing him out there. I know this harkens back to our argument yesterday. Did he earn it or was it just given to him? But like, he's only starting this game because two guys ahead of him got injured. What more do we need to tell you? We need to hold you and shake you to understand what's going on?
Apparently you do. Apparently I need to be like the fat kid in Billy Madison. That's the only thing I can do. That's a hell of a pull, isn't it? Thank you very much. If I got Lyman to laugh about it.
The visual of it. Just
thank you very much.
The two of you morphing into each other.
Kevin taking me by the big fat cheeks going, what do you want me to do, Ken? What is it you want me to? I want you to give the guy a fair shake. Because I don't think you're going to do very much this year. Not a lot of people think you're going to do very much this year. You took two quarterbacks this year. You got two first-round picks next year. Don't tell me you think you're going to do a whole lot this year. So if everybody doesn't think they're going to do a whole lot this year, then I say, hey, give him a chance. See what it is, because he's not an everyday run-of-the-mill fifth-round choice. We have to acknowledge that. You cannot just say, and this goes back to yesterday and what our argument was, you cannot just keep saying, fifth round. No, it was an historic drop for many, many different reasons, true, false, whatever it might be. It was an historic drop where a lot of people in the know think that he could go out there and be a franchise quarterback for somebody. I can't just treat a guy like that as a fifth rounder. I can't do it. So I want to see what he has before we go and we start doing, and a little bit of this is business, and a little bit of this is what you and I do. I would like to see a little bit of Shedeur Sanders before we start just going, okay, guys, Lenora Sellers, 216-474-0092.
After
can we
next
talk
week,
Arch Manning's parents into letting him come out of the draft? 216-474-0092.
This could be it. I hope people understand. This could be it for Shedeur for a while, because what is next week? What
next is next week's week? Philadelphia. You next got two week, joint practices there.
And Kenny Pickett's back healthy next week. Unless there's some kind of a setback, but he was doing stuff with the ones yesterday. So after this week, Shedeur Sanders, as a conversation piece, as should he get more chances, it's kind of over here in Cleveland. Now, nationally, they're still going to bring it up every day because, you know, they're looking at it from a worldview and 30,000 feet, like Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. Those are your options. Give this kid the chance. But here, they're done. They're done. Shedeur is even going to be practice squad next week. Like, getting them ready for games. Is that what he's going to be at this point? Because we're done. We're done. We're getting close. We're already, after this week, we're halfway through. And it comes at you fast. There's three preseason games all jumbled into one.
216-474-0092. Peter in Eastlake. You're next up on the fan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. I don't care how...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm looking forward to it because I didn't think he was going to play much in the preseason anyway. But from a national pundit point of view, it's going to be a lose-lose because if he doesn't play well, the uproar is going to be they're not giving him opportunities, which is why he's struggling. They're sabotaging him. And if he plays really well, then they're going to see he needs to get more opportunities. They're not handling him well.
That's true. So let me make a.
And they're not going to give Stefanski credit if he looks good.
Well, let me make a solemn promise to you. Let me make a solemn promise to you, Peter. Okay. If he plays well on Friday, Shador. If he plays well on Friday, I will come in here Monday. I will be excited. But I will also say, see, we can trust the process here. Let's calm down. Let's put our swords down for a moment. Let's trust the process of what's going on. Clearly, Shador is buying in because he hasn't said anything negative about anything. Certainly. So let's see.
The whole sabotaging thing is such a poor argument anyway. None of these people are using critical thinking skills. The argument is they're sabotaging him. He hasn't gotten a ton of first-team reps, so he's not prepared. He hasn't played a ton with the first team. But who has he played a lot with since he's been a Brown the last few months? The twos, threes, and fours. Who's he playing with? The twos, threes, and fours. So, do you think that this is actually just an opportunity that fell into his lap because some guys are hurt and he gets to play most of the game? I'm excited to watch it. I don't ever buy too much into preseason games, but I'm looking forward to seeing him. I mean, let's see. Maybe their process is correct and they're just like handling him with the little kid gloves and letting him come up to speed and learn from the guys in front of him. I don't know. I just don't think it's a big issue. I just, like, we stink. We're figuring stuff out. Leave us alone and let us, like, we won three games last year and had the second overall pick we had to trade down. Like, the Browns aren't going to be good. Like, let's just figure it out and just leave us alone, okay? We stink. We know we stink. Like, it's fine. It's fine. Everyone's freaking out for no reason.
Peter, thank you very much for the call. It is hard not to freak out. Because I find myself, again, I just think you have more of a ceiling with Shador Sanders than you do anybody else that's healthy in the room. Or that's not even healthy, anybody else in the room. Deshaun Watson, I mean, his career in Cleveland is basically, we're running out the clock right now. Joe Flacco's 40. Kenny Pickett, okay. He exists. Dylan Gabriel, everybody thinks he was overdrafted. Tyler Huntley is a camp hand. So who do I have a chance? Who do I have my best chance with, my highest ceiling with? Unless you're that big of a Dylan Gabriel supporter, it's Shador. So if it's Shador, I'd like to see more Shador. So I will promise Peter and I'll promise everybody else. If Shador goes out there and plays well on Friday night, tomorrow night, I'll come in on Monday and I'll try to calm the waters and say, now let's calm down a bit. Let's trust Kevin Stefanski a little bit more. Clearly, he's doing something right. Shador hasn't said anything bad about it. He seems like he's gone along right with the program, everything. Now, you can believe what you want to believe. Clearly, people do. But let's calm down a little bit. I'll feel a lot better if he plays well. However, I still get nervous because Lima showed me some of the stats of some of the guys Kevin Stefanski has rolled out there in preseason games before and how much they've actually thrown the football. Tone, you have those numbers. Do you have them in front of you right now?
Yeah. It was...
because I didn't really want to throw the ball too terribly much if he's not going to get any first-team reps or really many reps at all before he goes out there and starts a preseason football game.
Yeah, I mean, he just kind of lets these guys sling it. DTR, and this is all basically in a half. All these numbers, these pass attempts are in a half. 18, 17, 20, 25. Huntley, 20, 22. Kellen Mond got 24 passes in a half. Dobbs, 20. And had another game of 20. Rosen, remember him? Remember Josh Rosen? I think he's in the Wharton School of Business now. 20 throws. Didn't stop Stefanski from letting him go to work. Letting him rip. And then the one that was the best. The guy who I didn't know how to pronounce his name. And I think
Kyle Lauletta.
Kyle Lauletta. 23, 23, and 22. So if there's one thing we have seen from Stefanski in preseason games, he is letting young quarterbacks throw all up and down the field.
Do we know what our attempts or do we know our yards per attempt is on those?
I mean, these guys were allowed to launch. I mean, I got a number of highlights and deep balls. And so I don't know. I don't know how protective he's going to be of Shador because you and I both know. I mean, he's in year six here with the Browns. Any coach that can make it 6 years with the Browns should normally feel pretty good about where they're at and you'd think can walk around feeling secure in their own skin. With that said, you don't think these clips are making it back to him. Hugh Douglas, hostage situation. Louis Riddick, sabotage. Like the cavalcade of former players who are clearly in the camp of Shador over everybody else.
I never will think they will put the screws to a player on purpose. But, well, the exception of one, I do think, but that was back in the day. This regime, I never will think that they will put the screws to a player on purpose. I never said they wouldn't mess it up on their own right trying to do the best thing. There's been a lot of great laid plans that end up turning up to bupkis. 216-474-0092. Cam in Cleveland, hello.
Hey, Ken and Lima. I just want to say I love you guys.
Thank you.
From a fan perspective, I just got to tell you guys this. I just spent yesterday, just got out of the shower, did my thing after work, was watching a Baker Mayfield edit on TikTok. I know Baker Mayfield, everyone threw him out of Cleveland, I understand it. I'm sitting there tearing up. I'm tearing up over a Baker Mayfield edit right now. And on TikTok, just a TikTok edit, I'm literally tearing up as a fan. I cannot believe that we are in this situation right now. It's ridiculous. I feel like this ownership, this team, I feel like nobody cares about the city of Cleveland. And as a fan, for how much we put into this city, for how much that we care about this team, it's ridiculous. I just want the coach, I just want the GM to give us something in an interview. That's it. They can't give us anything in an interview to media or anything like that. I'm so upset as a fan and just – totally disgruntled, and it's awful.
Cam,
it's awful. Love you guys.
Cam, thank you. I can hear the frustration, Cam, and I appreciate your kindness.
Preseason game number one.
So I'm gonna let you go, but I want you to turn up the radio because I'm gonna say this to you. I'm gonna say this to everybody else. In my truest, absolute hand to God opinion, I know you guys accuse me of different. I'm talking about you guys being Lima and Owen and Keith and everybody to rile me up.
And anyone that knows anything.
Oh, kiss my ass on Euclid. However, let me just say this real quick before we go to break. In my honest opinion, you're probably going to be in this type of purgatory, Cam's purgatory, until next April. Until next April. And then we'll pick ourselves up, we'll dust ourselves off, and we will try to roll with that next guy who we hope is a franchise QB. And we will hope that they do not make the same mistakes they did with Baker Mayfield. And I will dust off all those different arguments that we had about Baker Mayfield and bringing him along, and we'll do it with the next guy and hope that they get it right then. That's about as soon as it is. This year is as frustrating as this is right now at times. In so many ways, I find it to be house money.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.